to this very special evening. I'm Billy Big from Classic 102.1, welcoming you to this continuation of an evening with Spinal Tap and Friends, sponsored by Enjoy. Hey, you know, nothing is more inconvenient than when you're at a rockin' concert, and all of a sudden you hear nature's calm. And next thing you know, you're looking at a line that stretches from here to hell. Well, the savvy concert goer knows that the way to go is never to leave your seat. Thanks to Endure, the adult diaper that doesn't show its age. Or will. So, who is the rock band's annual fans to? And don't let nature call you away from a rockin' good time. Remember, Endure. It's not just for incontinence anymore. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from hell, Endure presents Spinal Tap.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill, here tonight. Good evening, Anaheim.
You look like a million, including Tim.
Well,
baby, can't you see? And I got no time for coquetry, but I'm willing and able to pay the fee if it's a
cash on delivery.
Make a cash on delivery
if you want to do business with me. Let's keep it strictly COD.
I love you, baby, but why take a chance? I don't want to be a victim of circumstance. So don't go looking for no
biggest hands
to be some. Well, you got the style, you got the look, and you got a big hole in your pocketbook, and you gotta buy groceries before you can cook.
Cash on delivery,
cash on delivery,
if you want to
see.
Cash on delivery,
if you want to
see.
Derek Smalls.
Social significance. It was featured in the motion picture This Is Spinal Tap. More about that later on. It was on our Smell the Glove album, which came out in 82. It's called Hellhole.
for his mail. Fast coming man, the bottle quiver, sail a freezer to the mail. I'm going back now to where I started. I'm flashing back into my pen.
City in so many ways.
Name two. Saucy Jack, yeah, sure. Let's bring on the entire cast of Saucy Jack.
If you haven't yet ordered dessert, try the Saucy Jack.
Would you like to invest in the production of Saucy Jack? Because we need seed money. No, not that kind of seed, put that away.
We need seed money, we need soil money, we need pot money. Not that kind of pot.
This next tune was available, actually it still is, I suppose. It's available as a download, a free download on Tapster.com. You can't close us down! No, sir!
It's not on Tapster, they closed it down. It's on SpinalTap.com.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. They did close us down, apparently. But it's called Back from the Dead. We hope you enjoy it. Sound Collage by CJ Benson.
Thank you. muddy road to daylight's end, and the spirits re-inhabit their castaway bodies of yore.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Gentlemen, over here on my left, on the lead guitarophone, Mr. Nigel Tufnell of Scotland. To my immediate right, on the bass guitar from Milford on Null, Mr. Derek Small. Back here on the keyboard, the phenomenal Caucasian Jeffrey Vanston, ladies and gentlemen. And on the drums, no immediate family, and he's always wanted to meet Keith Moon. This is a perfect gig for him. Mr. Skippy Scuffleton.
And last, but first, our lead singer, guitar player, Blunt Bombshell, Mr. David St. Abbott!
Old ones, don't you?
Yeah,
this is one of our many anthems. So many times we sit down to write a simple tune, it turns into a bloody anthem. Well, there's another anthem, so be prepared to go like this. If you got lighters, you can do that, you can warm them up. It's called Heavy Duty. Actually, there's a preface. Our friend Mr. Tufnell's been studying a lot of the old jazz masters. And he's got a wonderful new way of leading us in. Please, Nigel.
One, two, one, two, three.
wave.
I got this rock and roll, that'll be my label. I know a page in history, baby, that I don't need. I just wanna make some eardrums bleed. The heavy duty rock and roll. Heavy duty. Brings out the duty man.
Heavy duty rock and roll, that's what it's all about, isn't it? We're going to do another one of the old ones, and this one we've done a bit of doctoring on. In fact, we're going to introduce our very, very special guest, joining us at the lip of the stage, the Squatney Horns, ladies and gentlemen, the Squatney Horns. Yes, you're saying, what's that? Spinal Tap with a brass section. Well, that's the way it is. You might recognize this as one of our old ones. Introduce us, we have Lisa on the end. And, you know? Oh, we gotta say your own name then, sorry. Yeah, it's on the trumpet. I'm sorry, on the trumpet. And, yes. And Jeff on the bone.
And we have
when it comes to bone, Jeff's all alone.
And we have met them before.
It's just that our memories aren't as long as they used to be. Teeth are a bit long. See if you recognise this one and how long it takes you. Enjoy.
It's a thought about the farm, if you please.
Be your hired hand. farm. Trying to raise some hard love. Getting out my pitchfork. Poking your hand.
Thank you so much.
Unbelievable.
They never have to tune. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nor
do they.
Well, should they, yes. Are you ready for your first history lesson of the evening? Are you? I don't know whether any of you have ever travelled in the country of where the hell is it? No, England, I know. Salisbury, the Salisbury Plain. No, we don't know where they came from, no. Maybe the same blokes who built those Easter Island statues. Don't know.
I was just going to say, if you think you had a good steak tonight, you should go.
We're going to explore the legend.
I was just going to say, David.
Please, pay attention, you might learn something.
David, I was just going to say, if you think you've had a good steak here tonight, you should go to Salisbury sometime. But people, the one question that was asked most of us as we travel around the world, is are you going to do Stone Age tonight?
We're going to do bloody Stone Age tonight!
Ancient times. Hundreds of years before the dawn of history. With a strange race of people. The Druids. Who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains hewn into the living rock of Stone Age.
So hence where the demons dwell, where the banshees live, and they do live well. Stonehenge, where a man's a man, and the children dance to the pipes of Pan.
Thank you.
say to us if we were here tonight?
Endure for addressing our ceremony tonight.
You know, before we hooked up with the Endure people, that monument would get so moist and unpleasant, you know.
It couldn't hold it.
It's done wonders for the act, really.
Couldn't hold it.
We're going to go to Wood now. Waiting on Wood is what we call the acoustic set, which usually happens while you're having dinner.
Although, of course, it's all acoustic, because that's how you hear it. A non-acoustic set would be a very quiet set indeed.
Derek, have a seat, darling. I'm a bit worried about this. Thank you very much. We would, to begin this particular portion of the programme, by getting the instruments turned on. Are you on? Very good.
Yeah, I'm going. You need some juice then.
I'm going to play something from Sesame Street until I get some current.
Mr. St. Hubbins needs a guitar that works.
Yeah.
He's a very temperamental cuss. He won't play without being able to hear his instrument.
Alright.
Oh, plug it in, dear. He's been in the business for 30 bloody years.
I figured it out myself. I don't need you. I'm just kidding, Tom. Need you desperately. This song was actually the B-side of our first United States single. We hope you enjoy it. And remember, the brown acid is okay. Ready?
As long as you have the steak.
We start with three of these or four. I can never remember.
Three.
Okay. On.
Down in
This next tune was written by our good friend Mr. Tufnell and one of his world trance. He came back with a strange musical instrument and a stranger song. And this is actually going to be the title track to his solo effort.
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be called Calm Caravan, but there was a misprint and they called it Clam Caravan. And,
I'd rather like that better.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck it, and that was it then, wasn't it? And,
I knew that.
So we still call it Clam Caravan.
The clams are good.
Yeah.
Clams are good.
Don't try the meal.
It's rather mysterious. We hope to take you on the journey with us now.
Now, don't get up. It's all right.
The desert on my camel, over hills of sand.
Hills of sand.
What's that I see in the distance? Only hills of sand.
Hills of sand.
There is no oasis in sight. I'll have to ride through the night.
Thank you so much. You know, I found myself physically moved during that show. I'll pardon you, really.
you know, for a lot of you young children out there, if you're trying to learn a first instrument, I would definitely recommend it, because it's not that expensive, and you know, it's fun to have about the house.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We would like to conclude this portion of our acoustical portion of our program with a song that was written by Nigel Tufnell and myself. It's in fact the first song we ever wrote together. We must have been 16 years old. Say it still holds up, you're lucky to judge on it.
You were 16 and I was 15.
That's right, it's called All the Way Home. If you know it, join it.
Well, I'm sitting here beside the railroad track, and I'm waiting for that train to bring you back. Yes, it's not on the 519, and I'm gonna go outside of me, and I'm gonna fly, cry, cry, all the way home. All the way home.
All the way home.
All the way home.
All the way home.
And I'm gonna cry, 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 all the way home. Now her daddy never liked me, this he said.
I told you this is not.
I told you over again. He could not get it through his thick old head. That I love his daughter so, if not in jail, you'll see her go. Now I'm gonna cry, cry, cry,
all the way home.
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 And I'm gonna cry, cry, cry,
all the way home.
Go, Nigel.
Running out of fuel, that's all right. It's an anthem just the same. How are you doing? You know, once the bass player's got wood, it's hard to get it out of his hand. I was talking about your instrument, your acoustic instrument. Don't be smarty.
Don't get started with me.
What is that on your arm anyway? Are you having your blood pressure taken?
I'm a blood donor during the show.
Oh, I see.
Just in case I need it afterwards.
How many people out there remember Mr. Kitzel?
Oh, yeah. We play a lot of old radio conventions. Thank you very much. This is entitled The Majesty of Rock. Hope you... Wait a minute, let's start that again.
That was, David, in all honesty, there was not a lot of majesty there.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed that. Now, our next number. You know, the majesty of rock just not what it was once. We're going to try that once again.
There was a big anti-majesty movement in rock about 2 years ago.
Newborn son, a beat in the heat of the room. There's a song as the day goes long, and a tempo that hides the groove. It's all around us and it's everywhere, and it's deeper than royal blue.
feels so real. You can feel the feeling. And that's the majesty of rock, the fantasy of roll, the tinge of the rock, the wailing of the soul, the prisoner in the dark, the digger in the hole. We're in this together. Jungle blade, all the rush of the crushing streets, and the song burning on. You can never escape from the beat. It's in the mud, it's in your blood, and this hard quest is complete. And all that you can do is just surrender to the majesty of God. The darling of the shop, the story of the gold, the farmer takes a wife, the farmer takes a pole. We're in this
harmonica player, Scott Gordon. Harmonica player,
Scott. Scott's here.
Scott Gordon.
Scott Gordon, ladies and gentlemen, on the mouth organ. No jokes.
Scott, did you not get the memo about the press code? Okay.
This is a number we like to do in front of open air crowds. That's not you lot. You'll have to imagine you're knee deep in the mud, you're having the time of your lives. It's called Stinking Up the Great Outdoors.
Nowhere around, it's gonna make an hour. no time to rest, no time to shout. And I was thinking of the great outdoors, thinking of the great outdoors, thinking of the great outdoors, when the kids don't mind.
No pause. Alone.
feeling insignificant. I turn within to see the forces that created me.
Thank you.
like a Mozart symphony. Listen, it's something just for you and me and you.
And me.
Listen to what the flower people say. Listen, it's getting truer every day. Each and every day, every day.
Cindy.
She came aboard as a girlfriend to one of us, I can't remember which, and neither is she, but she's really become part of the group in more ways than one.
Let me just put it this way, this is not her first massage.
Well, you know, we won't be around in this part of the country in December, but we'd like to leave you some holiday greetings in advance. And if you can probably, if you can fish them out of the back of your memory on December 25th, we'd appreciate it. I can call Christmas with the devil.
Christmas, 'cause it's evil's holiday. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Sexism up on this stage. We'd like to remedy that right now. The number called Bitch School.
Don't do what I say, never listen, and you never obey. I try to teach you, but you just won't be good. You won't behave the way your big girl should. It's time to give that whip a crack. Gonna have to send you back to bitch school.
We'd like to remind you that Spinal Tap merchandise, I believe, is on sale.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either, but if it's not, burn down the bloody building. Just kidding.
It's so strange, all of your fans seem to cluster on that side. Once again, Lisa and Jeff, the Squatting Horns, joining us. And if this isn't an anthem, I don't know what is. The title track to our 1992 release, Break Like the Wind. Thank you.
Didn't wear underwear.
Not true. It's a broken one. You got the good ones. Don't hurt yourself. Once again, Mr. Gordon on the harmonica. Here's a new one. It's a chord. Actually, it's an old one. We just don't play it that much. It's called Short and Sweet. Original version ran about 25 minutes. We'll try and get it in under 3. Ready?
Thank you. Join me, Nige.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, from the Ballet Russe.
Didgeridoo solo.